This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Maybe you flew someplace over the holidays, maybe vacation or to visit family, and maybe you paid more than you would have liked for your plane tickets. Or maybe you were pleasantly surprised to have gotten a good deal on your airfare, because really, when it comes to plane ticket pricing, it's all a mystery, right? Lucky for all of us, then, that we've got a whole segment of this program in which we explain the mysteries of economic life. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Our query du jour comes from Jeff Sorensen. He's a web developer at Iowa State University in Ames. He says he flies out of Des Moines, Iowa's biggest airport, a lot, and he wants to know why it can cost less to fly Des Moines to some far-off place with a stop in between than it does just to fly the first leg of that trip itself. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on.
I experienced a version of what Jeff Sorensen is talking about recently, flying from my hometown of Portland, Oregon, to Sarasota, Florida. I ended up flying into Tampa, renting a car, and driving an hour south to Sarasota because the airfare to Sarasota would have been nearly twice as high just to fly an extra 60 miles. And listener Jeff Sorensen has encountered even more crazy-seeming airfares. He found a one-way economy ticket from Des Moines to Seattle with a stop in Phoenix.
And it was $152. Same exact flight from Des Moines to Phoenix alone costs $162.
So the airline will fly him 1,400 miles farther for $10 less.
To be honest, I have never understood airline pricing structures.
Well, let's try to figure them out. First, when you travel by bus or train, the ticket typically costs more the longer the distance you're going. But with airlines, says industry analyst Henry Hardeveldt at Atmosphere Research,
distance really doesn't come into it.
It doesn't cost an airline twice as much to fly you twice as far. Not even close. Once a plane is in the air at cruising altitude, the cost for additional fuel is pretty marginal. Seth Kaplan at Airline Weekly says these hard-to-fathom fares are common on airlines' own websites and also travel sites like Expedia.
There are times when you will pay more to fly from Portland to San Francisco than from Washington to Hong Kong.
Kaplan says a ticket's price at any given moment isn't based on the airline's cost to fly you from here to there, but on how many other people have already bought tickets to fly that route, how many seats are left, how long before the day of travel.
They look at empty airline seats when a flight takes off, kind of the way a bakery looks at bread at the end of the day. Spoilage, airlines call it. The airline's going to take something for that seat rather than get nothing at all for it.
In the end, what determines airline fares is a complicated balance of supply and demand, says Henry Hardeveldt, and how much competition there is between airlines to service that supply and demand on a moment-to-moment basis.
Airlines are the industry that pioneered revenue management, how to price each individual seat on each flight to extract the maximum economic value.
So let's go back to Jeff Sorensen's flights, where it would have cost less to fly from Des Moines to Seattle through Phoenix than it would to just fly to Phoenix. Hardeveldt says there could be a few reasons for that.
Des Moines to Seattle may actually have more competition on it. There may be multiple airlines that can take you there through different hubs, and it's possible there could be a budget airline.
But for a flight starting in Des Moines and terminating in Phoenix or some other hub airport, there may be only a couple airlines competing, so ticket prices will likely be higher. Hardeveldt says in the 1990s, several airlines actually tried to price their tickets based in part on the distance traveled.
It lasted about a nanosecond. A longer distance route that has more competition just has that much more battling going on between carriers for those customers. So it's best not to try to think logically when you're looking at airfares because you'll only drive yourself crazy.
Which is not recommended when preparing to fly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.